Wilde and Tausch, which will include trivia, questionable comparisons to Packers gone by, and the prize picks for the week. But first, it's time for the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
The Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Ravens preseason finale with Jesse Nelson sleeping in the stands in attendance tomorrow at Lambeau Field. What's the big storyline heading into this game tomorrow, Tausch?
Are you going just because you got tickets or because you're starting to wind down now that you're the lead studio host for pre and post game Wisconsin volleyball on our airwaves? Your schedule's going to get busier. You're not going to get up to the cat. You're not going to get up north and go and do the meat raffles and everything else.
Yep.
So you're taking this weekend, the last big weekend before football starts, and you're going to head up to the Packer preseason game that starts at noon.
Go Pack, go.
What it mostly comes down to, that's part of it, I suppose. The big part of it is my brother-in-law usually goes to the preseason game or games, and he is unavailable this weekend. So Beck and I were up next in the drawing to go ahead and go to the preseason game representing the family tickets. So we're up.
Can you not pass? You can't pass.
No, you can't. If you got the tickets, you got to use them. You can't let them go unused.
Okay. I think, a nap. To me, the big... it's going to be too warm. It'll be too hot for Jesse. He likes
I like the cold. Yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and try to spin this in any other way.
Thanks.
The kicking competition, I think Anders can close up shop with a, you know, just a good, clean performance tomorrow. You can't – I don't think you can miss anything because then that window opens. But I think it's his job. And unless he goes out and completely fills his britches, he's going to be the kicker heading down to Brazil. And he'll close that up on tomorrow afternoon. And I think that's the big storyline for me because I just don't think there's going to be a lot of other starters or key reserves that are going to be playing.
Well, the good news is that the Ravens don't play their starters either. So at least maybe the Packers' backups will have the ability to get some first downs and get into scoring positions. So we'll see some. Well, if you want Anders Carlson to have the opportunity to close up shop, he needs to have some opportunities to kick the football. And if you recall, in their 27-2 defeat, Anders Carlson set foot on the field in the game once for a kickoff to start the second half, which was a touchback. And Greg Joseph set foot on the field once, and that was to push a 47-yard field goal wide right. So you would like them to be in field goal position a few times so they can get some kicks in a game and either solidify yourself if you're Anders or Greg Joseph make one last try for it. All right, that is a good storyline. For me, is Sean Clifford going to show us that he is capable of being the backup guy? Because he did not play well in Denver, and is he going to bounce back? Because if he struggles mightily, not just struggles, but really struggles, I don't think Michael Pratt is ready either. He did not have a good game in Denver. So then do you start thinking about looking around and seeing who gets
DTR
cut by other
Cleveland
teams?
Cleveland is available. DTR available. Cleveland.
I know Aaron Rodgers really likes him. He was praising him on draft day. So, look, the bottom line is...
what does that have to do with the? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, he Aaron knows Rodgers quarterbacking. Knows. He knows quarterback.
Does he? He said Tim Boyle was really good, too.
Well, I think that
might have
been,
a big thing.
Might have clouded
Benkert?
His.
Didn't he think Benkert was a start or like a potential
I don't think so. I
team?
Don't know. I don't. I'm not. Okay. I'm not sure that was the case. I know he
I
never thought. I know he never thought Deshaun Kizer was good, but apparently they discussed conspiracy theories. I just know this: if Sean Clifford struggles, and you want to have a chance to have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl, you have to have somebody that could get you through 2-3 games if catastrophe strikes and Jordan Love misses time. And I think Sean Clifford needs to play well to solidify himself as a guy that they're willing to trust with that responsibility. Next.
Okay.
Next up in the Green and Gold game preview, who is the most important player that you will be watching on Saturday afternoon?
Daniel Whalen, because he'll be kicking a lot. Punting a lot.
Daniel Whalen?
You
know what? The problem with this question, what I want to say is one of the safeties outside of X. I don't know if they're going to play. Evan Williams, is he going to play?
Oh,
I don't. Is he?
There's another good
Bullard,
comparison.
Is he going to play? I don't know. That's the other spot that I think is super intriguing yet. And I think they're going to be super multiple and versatile with that spot. But I just don't know if they're going to play. I'll be shocked if Xavier McKinney plays a snap. I don't think he will. But that doesn't mean these young guys aren't going to play. I hope that they are. And if that's the case, I'm going to go with Micah Hyde or Evan Williams. That's what I'm going to go with.
Got a heads up on that comparison too, didn't you? Again, I really think that Evan Williams has put himself in a position where they have to find ways to get him on the field. And I think they have a way that they're considering. I think Javon Bullard is going to be the starter alongside X. But I think they're going to have some sub-packages. And maybe it's just dime, and it's both Keyshawn Nixon and Bullard in the two-slot positions. And then Evan Williams comes in as the safety in the back end next to X. I think, but there also might be some nickel packages where they bring in Bullard instead of Keyshawn Nixon, even though Keyshawn did tweet, LOL, I'm the nickel. It may not be always the nickel. Yeah. So, Evan Williams is familiar with Micah Hyde's game. So when we talked about Micah Hyde, I was pretty excited that he was cognizant of the kind of player Micah was, especially in Buffalo, obviously, where he went to multiple Pro Bowls. I think the safety position is a good question. The guys that I want to see, and I don't know if they'll play Edger and Cooper extensively in the game, but he hasn't played in a game yet. He had the hip injury. They drafted, Rob mentioned him, Cooper and Hopper, not Copper and Hooper. They drafted those guys in the second and third round. I would assume you want both of them to play a ton of snaps. Hopper led them in tackles last week, right? You need to see more of these guys. Even if you're willing to start the season in a 4-3 with Isaiah McDuffie, Quay Walker, and Eric Wilson as your three linebackers, you don't draft guys in the second and third round not to play them. So they need to get the work so they are in position to be ready to play games. Those would be my guys. Next.
Last up in the Green and Gold game preview, and this is what we ask for the preseason, besides avoiding injury, you cannot say avoiding injury, Tausch.
Which you literally did last week, and then he said it.
Besides...
Can you not? Or you just cannot?
No, you cannot. Besides avoiding injury, the Packers will say Saturday's preseason game against the Ravens is a success if blank.
No one gets hurt.
If they identify another offensive lineman / swing tackle that they feel comfortable with having.
Yep. Great
and again, I don't know. Dillard's got the shoulder. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. Who will emerge as that guy? Are they going to play Jordan Morgan? I would think not. Is Sean Ryan someone there? And typically that will mean the run game. This is the third preseason, and back in the old days, the fourth preseason game. It's running the football. Can you do that against a good Baltimore defense, even if it's their backups? And somebody emerges as that guy so that, you know, as Rob has been saying for a couple of weeks, I don't think they want to get in the game of trying to find someone because let me tell you something. Teams are not interested in releasing and letting go of good offensive linemen. It just ain't. There's so many teams that don't have two. And that's where Jason and I got into a little argument last week because, you just go find somebody. Get somebody. Now, if you want to make a trade, okay, but still, they're not going to give anybody up that they actually think is a really good player unless it's a substantial draft pick. So the idea that there's just all these guys, Green Bay develops guys. Whether it's Tanuda or, Kale, I don't know who
Royce
that could be,
Newman.
But it would be awesome. I don't think Royce is going to be long. It just feels like the Royce Newman experiment is ending. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm wrong because Royce started, he's Will Whitaker, started 16 games, got to end up getting benched, and here we go. So I don't know if the guy is on this team because Rob's reporting that he doesn't think it is and that some internal people in the but hopefully one of these guys emerges as that guy because you feel fairly confident that at some point throughout the season you're going to call upon, even if it's for a half a game,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to try and keep both of your offensive tackles healthy for an entire season.
Yeah, and I don't think it's easy either. But what you end up with generally is Andre Dillard, Ricky Wagner, Jared Veldheer, guys that have been starters, maybe some have been high picks, but that are either toward the end of the line or are hoping that they can revitalize their careers with a change of scenery and be in a swing tackle until somebody goes down and then they have to play. Dillard fits that suit, and as Rob mentioned, he was starting to play better, and then he hurt his shoulder. So I don't know, to your point, I agree with you. I don't know why you think that I think that tackles grow on trees, but I think it's awfully hard. It's great that Rob says that they might not have their swing tackle on the roster, but if you have four tackles that you think can play, you are as happy as a pig and you know what as a GM.
No way.
And there what? Can't be, I'm sorry?
Pig and, I don't know, pig
slop.
And what?
Slop. Slop.
Oh.
Yeah, slop. I just don't think there can be many teams that have a surplus of tackles either. All right, Tausch, it is, training camp is over.
I
officially.
Know. No more Dream Drive for
you. It means Dream Drive is over as well, yeah. It's sad.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. Dream Drive might be over, but Packer fans, if you're looking for the ultimate game day experience, American Family Insurance, well, they have you covered. Picture this. Hitting your very own VIP tailgate party. Then cheering on the green and gold from jaw-dropping seats. All you have to do, enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets. Some say jaw-dropping, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much more. Well, that sounds incredible, right? Yeah, it does.
Right.
Well, don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. Again, that's amfam.com/Packers. No purchase is necessary. Enter by, and I love this. This is the details that we're always looking for. Enter by 11:59 p.m., the stroke of midnight. On October 21st.
No, it's literally right the there, minute yeah. before midnight. It's not the stroke of midnight.
You're a midnight Dun. Stroker.
Those are the details we're
looking for. Packers to enter. What? What? What did I say?
I think it would be best if we took a break.
Oh, snap.
More next. I can't believe you said that. More next. It's
what did I say? You guys are talking about midnight.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, suggesting that you could be Wally Pipped. And I think, as is often the case with you, since I so graciously filled in for you again on Monday.
Yeah, it was nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. They had it ready because I'd been given. I'm like, what are you doing, throwing me under the bus for saying that I was gonna Wally Pip Tausch? When you listen to it, I think I am incredibly complimentary of you. And it was very clearly tongue-in-cheek that I would be actually replacing you. Now, that said, when I make comparisons, I'm not just doing it willy-nilly, like taking reservations at the car rental counter in Seinfeld.
I know you believe that. I do know you believe that.
It's not a lie if you believe it. That's two Seinfeld references in about 10 seconds. No, I do believe it because it's true. In fact,
you believe it. Yeah.
Because it's true, not because I believe it because I'm delusional.
This isn't true, though. But at this point, this isn't true, right?
How the hell do you know you weren't there in 1994 when Chewy was starting to emerge? You were worried.
I watched the Chewy
walking
era.
Onto the Badgers.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of that era team, and Chewy is a Packer Hall of Famer. And yes. I'm not saying Tucker Kraft can't be that, but you're projecting, and this is what's always funny to me. I love when you do it. It's rare. And I'm always torn on getting after
you
because then I know you're going
to
go into shutdown mode and you won't continue to. So I don't want to get. So, Jason, explain yourself. How you can go with Tucker, who has been hurt for most of camp. He's here. He's playing. What makes you think that he's going to be the next Chew?
So Chewy was a sixth-round pick in 1992 and didn't play a down. Missed the entire season due to injury. 1993, he had two catches for 13 yards. And in 1994, he had 14 catches for 165 yards. And then came 1995 when he made his first of three Pro Bowls. They went to the NFC Championship game where they lost in Dallas. My opinion is influenced by people who know more about football than I do, and namely those would be Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. And they see something different about Tucker Kraft than they did before. And my point about Chewy is not that he is the three-time Pro Bowler that Chewy became, but that he is doing the same thing that Chewy did with his career, which he became the guy that could do everything at tight end. I think if you ask the coaches, if they said, who's the better blocker, him or Luke Musgrave, I think they would say Tucker Kraft.
Tucker.
And now we're seeing Tucker Kraft making plays with catching the football. We saw what he did when he got the opportunity during the second half of last season when Luke Musgrave was sidelined with a lacerated kidney. And so while I am not putting him in the Packers Hall of Fame, I'm not saying he's going to be a three-time Pro Bowler, he is developing into what Chewy became, which is the well-rounded tight end. He is not Luke Musgrave. He is not JerMichael Finley. Like, he is a good athlete. There's no doubt about it. I'm not knocking his athleticism. Just like Chewy is a really good athlete, or was, or still is, whatever. But he's not running down the seam as fast as Luke Musgrave can, or as fast as JerMichael Finley could. He is more the Chewy type. He's not Bubba Franks either, right? I'm not comparing him to Bubba Franks. We love Bubba, and he went to three Pro Bowls himself. But what we see from him is something different, a well-rounded guy that can do all the things that you want your tight end to do. And that, along with something that Jordan Love said, and I this was not my question, but I was thankful that it was asked. Somebody asked him, what have you seen from Tucker Kraft? And Tausch, you can tell me that this is part of it too. Confirm this for me. When guys miss the start of camp with an injury, all the other guys give them grief because they have fresh legs. Right?
Fresh legs.
Like Jordan got that shot in on Tucker when he was talking about him yesterday, was that he's got fresh legs. But this is what Jordan Love said about him. Tucker looks great. Since he's been back out there, we've felt his presence for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's great. That's a great quote.
I think he's hit the ground running. I think he has some fresh legs right now after missing a little. But he looks great out there. It's very apparent on the field, and it's great to have him back.
That's
now,
awesome.
Again, when the quarterback is saying that, he can. There are, and Jordan Love is enough of a veteran now that if he doesn't really believe that, he can find ways to compliment guys without
really saying
anything. And that's not what he did there. And so, while, again, just like the comparison between Xavier McKinney and Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson, yeah.
And I told Xavier yesterday when I saw him, I'm taking a lot of grief. I didn't say the word grief. I used a different word from Tausch for saying this comparison. So if you could play at Woodson's level, I'd really love to rub it in his face. And he thought that was very funny.
That's fun.
It is fun. But the Tucker Kraft thing, the trend line he is on is similar to the trend line that Chu was on early in his career. And I will stand by that, and you can poke fun at me all you want. But I don't think it's as bad of a comp as you accuse me of.
No, I hope you're right. I have been a Tucker Kraft fan from the jump, and mainly because he played for my boy at South Dakota State. That's why I've been a fan, and I know I've had conversations with Coach Eck about him, and he has said that he's going to be a really good player. So I hope that that is the case, and he has shown. I thought last year, at the end of the season, he was, dare I say, dynamic. And I think a lot of us kind of thought Luke Musgrave is going to be the dynamic one and Tucker's going to be kind of that added blocker. Well, that narrative shifted. And then Rob came out this morning and said he was the best, you know, one of the best players on the field.
Hello.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the best, and I think, and I text Jesse to soundgraph that because it's super intriguing. If you add him to that mix. And what are you? Why'd you shake your head? You add him to that mix with all of these wideouts that everybody's excited about. That's why Jordan Love is in the proclamation business of saying we should be a division champs. And I don't know. I can't quote the podcast that he was on, but he's talking championship or bust. He's talking championship or bust, and I love it. I love it.
I made that face because you were also sound graphing the Jordan Love flipping the switch like Favre and Rodgers did. So there was a lot of sound graphing
that
you were
bold.
Requesting.
That was the boldest thing Domofsky said. And I don't know when we're doing our boldathon, but that was as bold as anything Domofsky said in probably 3 years.
All right. Well, what we're going to do next is trivia. We'll get to Tausch's quick trip to quick trip in a moment. Jesse... we have a cat, two stray cats that come to our yard now, and one of them, his face makes him look like a clown, like he's got like a white face, but then he's got his nose, which is black, not red. But we called him Dunzo. That's the one cat that we've nicknamed him. And now we've got trivia that feels a little Dunzo-y because it involves the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, boy. What a trip down memory lane will be coming up. A's for effort is today's trivia category with the Milwaukee Brewers visiting the Oakland Athletics.
Sweet!
Let me
sweet,
tell you something. Sweet! I can name, from that 1989-92 team, I can name you a lot of old Oakland A's.
Like, can't name a single one now.
More than I should. Rick Honeycutt. Lefty out of the bullpen.
Oh, my God.
The Eck. Carney Lansford. Carney Lansford. What a name.
Carney and Dunzo sound like they should be hanging out.
Steinbach. Dave
Terry
Stewart.
Steinbach,
with the,
yeah.
Is it? What did I say, Dave? Huge quads. I don't know if there's ever been a pitcher with bigger quads. Like, I know Quadzilla's up in Green Bay. Dave Stewart was the original Quadzilla.
You were going to finish that thought and acknowledge that you can't think of a single Oakland A currently, right? Is that where you were headed there?
Oh, I don't have any.
He just wanted to brag about how many he could name from 89 to 92 is all that he
Rick
wanted.
Was well, Ricky Henderson
Walt
still
Weiss.
On that team?
Walt Weiss. Walt Weiss was the shortstop on that squad.
And Luis
Canseco,
Polonia.
McGuire. Mm-hmm. Who?
Luis Polonia.
Luis
Polonia.
Yep. Louis, yep.
Uh-huh. Tony Phillips.
They had a big, heavy set catcher, too. There was Steinbach, and then they had a heavy set guy that was a catcher, too. Maybe Ron Hassey?
Ron Hassey, indeed.
Yes, maybe Ron Hassey.
And Chris Bando, son of
Bob Welch.
Sal Bando.
I don't know if that's any relationship to the Welch on the Packers, but he was a big-time pitcher for them, too.
Eric Plunk was on that pitching
Joaquin
staff.
Joaquin Andujar? I want to say Joaquin Andujar was on that team.
They have a Miguel Andujar now.
No, there was no Joaquin Andujar. But you got Carney Lansford, Glenn Hubbard, another Mike Gallego, some great
Mikey
80s,
Gallego.
90s
that was a fun squad. That was
Hope none of these were trivia answers.
Can we play trivia now?
I'm not going to lie to you. If they lose to that Oakland A's team from the 90s, but they're still playing in that same park. That's the beauty of the Oakland A's.
I thought they were playing in Sacramento.
I thought they were playing in Vegas.
No, they're moving.
And now we are.
They're moving. And you know what? There's no
questions.
Quick trips there, but there are plenty here. Summer weather is about to turn to fall, and my grill's been getting quite the work. My go-to right now, of course, from Quick Trip, ground beef straight from the Quickery, $2.99 a pound. Just bought some. I told you about it. Max made those great smash burgers. Bam, bam. Put them on the grill. And I think we bought $10 worth. We got 25 cents off of gas for doing it. It's the perfect ingredient. You know, ground beef deals aren't the only thing Quick Trip has to offer. How about that chicken? Chicken. Roasted chicken every Monday for $5.99. Bone-in and tender deals for $9.99 on every Wednesday. Did I mention the tenders are hand-breaded and boneless? I certainly think I have. Grab Quickery white bread for 99 cents a loaf, and you can make some sandwiches. And we're in Wisconsin, after all, so the dairy deals at Quick Trip are second to none. Nature's Touch American cheese to put on those smash burgers on the grill, only $1.99, perfect for classic grilled cheese as well with that Quickery white bread. And, of course, ice cream, vanilla or chocolate ice cream, $2.99. All these deals and more. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Take care of the payment and just stop by to pick it all up or get it brought to you curbside. You guys shaking your head as I'm talking about smash burgers and that great ground beef.
Well, that was quite the ride.
Can we ask for the caller number now for trivia?
I don't know. Okay, can you?
Could have had it by now
yeah,
if you would have let us.
caller 89 in honor of the 89...
That's nice. I thought the 99 cent white bread at Quick Trip. It's another one you could
do. All right. Well, Rick Honeycutt wore number 40. We're not doing that either. Jose Canseco wore 33. Carney Lansford wore number four. Caller
How
four.
How do I know that? How on earth? That is so weird.
Walt Weiss, what number did he wear?
Seven?
He did.
Seven?
Seven, yes.
Yes! Ron Hassey had a four in it. I think, was he 24?
24?
Ron Hassey?
Oh,
yes,
my God,
24?
Can we go to break?
Holy cats.
All right, one
Honeycutt
more.
Honeycutt was 37. Wasn't right, Honeycutt 37?
He was 40. You get to choose. Dave Stewart.
Dave
or
Stewart,
Bob
34.
Welch.
Dave Stewart, 34. Bob Welch, 30.
Five. 35.
35? Okay.
All right. But nevertheless, Carney Lansford, number four in your program, number one in your heart. Caller four right now, 84. What? This is the kind of stuff that when people say, God, I love your show, I think, really? Caller four right now, 844-770-3776. 844.
I can't believe that I remembered Ron Hassey, and then that somehow I can remember his. I think he was part of that Cleveland Indian crew way back in the day, Ron Hassey.
He was definitely part of that Indians crew. Yes, indeed. Caller 4. My cheeks hurt. I'm laughing so much. Caller 4, 844-770-3776. Trivia is
who
next.
Who is their third starter? Who are the A's third starter? It was Welch, Dave Stewart.
Storm
Davis. There was somebody
Davis?
Else that pitched a lot. It's who? Storm Davis?
Storm
Let's
Davis.
Let's go to break and come back. Let's try to
thank
see if
you.
We can figure it out.
Thank you for your clock management. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay.
time for trivia.
You gotta make me change my mind.
It's always great. Now, the discussion with Jeff and Monroe about Scott, don't call me Craig Thompson, was a highlight. It's one of my favorite trivias.
Why did you put his last name up there, by the way?
That was a
you should
IPT.
Ask if he's going to pay, if he's gonna pay for all the money.
Feels like
that was not my best. Again, Jeff, apologies to Jeff.
You, you really put him in a... You asked him to call.
Yeah, it was
he
not
called,
my best.
And
was,
then you put him in a tough
it's
spot.
Just, so, Jesse, you know the beauty of this show? I feel like we're all buddies. When people call it, I just feel... It's like I'm busted chops, and sometimes I have to check myself and be like, I don't know if that was appropriate. And so, luckily, I think we melded that. But, yeah, that was not my best. And, Jesse, thanks for jumping in and helping. Like, what are you doing?
I could have let you sink, but I threw you a preserver.
Yeah, that was, you did. You threw me a preserver, but I was... Probably 2 minutes under the water.
No, you were trying to ignore the preserver and be like, I still got this. I can still beat the current.
No. I don't know about that.
I can save it. I can save it, or maybe not. All right, let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dan in Cambria. Dan!
Hoffer.
How we doing?
What's Hoffer, man?
Hall of
Fame. Hall of Fame. You're definitely in the mix, Dan. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's between you and your old neighbor. All right, we need to play trivia.
Hey.
Whoa, Nelly!
Let's play trivia. The category is A's for effort.
Dan, you know any old Oakland A's from
his 90s. Victims. His victims would be post
posthumous. Let's play trivia.
All right, here we go. Question
Thank
one.
You. Oh God.
Question one. Hannibal Lecter. No. Question one.
Buffalo Bill resided in what county?
Question one. Which
Ed
of these...
Gein.
Okay, are you done now?
I think I'm done, yes. Yes.
All right. Which of these outstanding movies is based on the 2002 Oakland Athletics season? Is it Fever Pitch, Moneyball, or Eight Crazy Fans?
It's Moneyball.
How can you not be romantic about baseball? Tosh, you got question two.
In which of these cities will the Oakland Athletics play their home games in 2025? Is it Vegas, Sacramento, or is it Oakland?
Oh, God, I just heard this. They're going to play there for a few years, I think.
Yep. Maybe.
Yep. Sacramento?
You just heard this.
Look at you.
During the last segment when we were talking about trivia. Sorry. Good work. Way to be on top of it, though. Two for two.
Rewards for listening, I suppose.
I didn't hear it then. I heard it before.
I'm sure you did. All right, question three. In which of these years did the Oakland Athletics most recently appear in the World Series? Most recently appear in the World Series. Was it 1974, 1990, or 2003?
I think it was 74.
Now, Jesse, you obviously did extensive research on this to make sure it was correct. I'm watching a documentary series on Pete Rose.
Who's playing Pete Rose in the documentary?
No. Pete Rose is. And the Reds won the World Series in 1990 over the Athletics. Is that the correct answer?
1990 is the correct answer, according to a Wikipedia page that I was looking at this morning.
So they went to the World Series three straight years. 88, they got
beat
by...
They won it in 89.
They
Dodgers,
got beat.
Kirk Gibson
in 89. They won
what
it
I just saw.
In 89, they won it over the Giants when there was an earthquake during the series.
Earthquake game.
And then they lost in four straight to the Reds in 1990. All right.
Honeycutt was so good that year. Honeycutt. And then whoever that third starter was that we can't name.
Bob Welch. All right, so.
Were they in the World Series in 74?
Yes, they were.
So, yes, that was the... That was the... go ahead.
That Vida Blue and...
That was the third... Yes, that was the third of their three straight titles. Raleigh Fingers as their closer. Burt Campanaris on that team. We'll see if Tausch can get the catcher from that team.
For the A's?
In the 70s? Gene Tennis, I believe, was the catcher for those teams. You know Ron Hassey, but I can't expect you to get Gene Tennis.
I wasn't alive. It's just tennis minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried. All right. Hey,
I'm a little disappointed. Jesse didn't throw the picture of the catfish up when Dan just said catfish hunter. That was a miss by Jesse.
Way to shift the focus off of you. All right. Dan.
There we go. Look at that.
It's a big catfish.
Hey, where'd you catch that one, Tom?
I can't tell you.
Hey guys.
Yeah, Dan. Hi. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, in honor of National Sandwich Day, I've come up with a sandwich for Woldy and Tausch.
Oh no.
Ooh, official sandwich.
Okay.
Okay. What do you got?
All right.
Oh boy.
You got us. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
We're ready.
Buck and Honey's might pick this up for you. Okay. We got a slab of ham in honor of Tausch.
Okay.
A piece of chicken in honor of Jason, because I like chicken. I like Jason. And you put it on rye bread for the humor, rye humor.
Rye humor,
and
yeah.
You top it all off, bring it all together, you put a little dab of jelly on top.
I like it. I don't know if Buck and Honey's will pick it up, but I will try to put that together.
I'm not sure why. Slab of ham. There's other stuff, like corned beef or something with a little more zip, a little more flavor than just ham, no? But that's Dan's sandwich. It's Dan, and we'd have to go sourdough, Dan. If we're doing bread, it's got to be sourdough.
Why does it have to be sourdough?
I love sourdough.
You just changed my whole
thing. Not only that, he changed like two of the four ingredients.
You can do it on rye for when we're funny and sourdough for when we're in a sour mood.
Tausch is the ham of the show. Come on. All right.
You can work on it.
Ham it up.
Dan, you got three of the possible four entries into the drawing. We might have to do that real quickly here in the 11 o'clock hour, so we will see if you get the victory. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Okay, Tausch, get a dog, and I love you guys.
I love you guys.
I agree with both those statements. Tausch, you want to tell us a little bit about Fortrea before we do our prize picks of the week?
I would absolutely love to tell you about Fortrea. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Pick up a little extra cash for whatever you have going on. If it's travel, whatever you're interested in, let's get you a little money. Healthy men, ages 18 to 60, body mass index 18 to 32. Study is one stay, 16 nights, and a follow-up call. You grab yourself $8,075 for your time and participation. I like this one. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study one stay of 14 nights, 11 follow-ups. But, man, the cash on this one, $13,006. $13,000, and you get another $6 in your pocket. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Our prize picks for the week are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Time now for our prize picks of the weekend presented by Prize Picks.
Now, here's the deal with the prize picks of the weekend. We don't know who's going to be playing for the Green Bay Packers tomorrow, so there will be some projections for the game listed once they make some announcements about actives and inactives and all that stuff tomorrow morning. But until then, we're going to look at some season-long projections. Do a little rapid-fire season-long projections.
Which has a separate tab
on the Prize Picks app. You can look at all season long. So let's go to Josh Jacobs. More or less than 949.5 rushing yards. Does he get to 950? Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I love this one. I love this one. This should be a no-brainer more. Yeah. Now, the issue is going to always be injury, right?
We're always going to be looking at injury,
but 950, just wait a second. They play 17 games, right, Jelly?
They do play 17 games, yeah.
Yes, Ham.
Did we get what kind of jelly Dan wanted? Was it going to be strawberry? Blueberry?
I don't like strawberry.
Well, can't you do it? I would have to check with Buck and Honey's and Tommy, but I feel like you can make like a jam of some sort that isn't necessarily sweet.
More of a chutney.
Right, yeah, that you can put on the sandwich that would actually work with this really good idea that you then decided to completely
change. I'm not going to lie to you. Old girl made a heck of a cherry pie the other day.
Is she your cherry pie?
Yeah. The problem with cherries, pits. You got to get the pits out of the cherry. But to answer your question, Jelly, I don't know where we got. Yes, I love this more because that's like 50-some yards a game. Josh Jacobs, a home run hitter. Mm-hmm. With this offense, you're going to hit some home runs. You get a couple of home runs, bam, you got 200-300 yards right there with some home runs.
Yeah, he doesn't get hurt. He's going over. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, agreed.
And I'm not sure. Last season, obviously, he had the franchise tag and got the camp late, and there are all kinds of issues. If he doesn't get hurt, he is. I have no doubt he's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher on this team.
I agree. Circle next. Gets the square.
We'll have to do this again next week with some other projections listed, too. How about Jordan Love, more or less than 31.5 passing and rushing touchdowns?
Ooh.
Combined, 31.5 for Jordan Love.
What do you have last year?
This is what's so charming about you. Literally,
we're all going to do what you could do, which is look it up.
Right. All you had to do was give me another like 10 seconds, and I was literally looking it up for you because I knew, again, that was the question that was going to be asked.
Why are you guys so pouty? I didn't ask for immediately.
Jordan Love had... Are you done?
Go ahead.
Jordan Love had 4 rushing touchdowns and 32 touchdown passes. So that would be 36.
36 if my math. 36, and now we're expecting him to go down to 31.5. Now, I do think the Josh Jacobs component to this is intriguing. That's, maybe he'll vulture, I think is the right term that they call that, the fantasy folks. That'll snoop, kind of swoop in there like
snoop.
you're snoop fishing down. Get in there, grab that catfish when you got it on the hook and rip it out of there. The amount of eagles that we saw were it was just soaring eagles through that
fly,
beautiful vista.
Eagles fly.
I'm going more on that, too, just because I think this offense is going to be a top 5 group, and that means a lot of tutters. So 31.5 with rushing, love it. I like this one, too.
Me, too. Again, as Tausch said, health would be the only concern here, but I don't have much doubt that he will have... I will be very surprised if Jordan Love does not throw 30 touchdown passes just by that metric. And I'm guessing there's a chance he'll have more than 2 rushing touchdowns. I will go more as well. Jesse, you got one more for us?
Yeah, let's do Romeo Doubs. More or less than 56.5 receptions for Alan Lazard 2.0.
56. This is going to be such an intriguing question because... I'm all in on Romeo. I've been all in on Romeo. I love Romeo. I think he is going to be
Romeo,
the number one wideout. And I've actually changed my mind on receptions, too. I thought it would be Jaden Reed because of what we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo is Jordan's Juliet. Like, it's just those guys are yin and yang. What? It's good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. It was a little forced.
I just think Romeo's going to be his guy. And I think Romeo is ready to take that next step. And for everybody that was calling him Alan Lazard 2.0, and he'll never be more than a 2 or 3, I think he's going to shut a lot of people up this year. He is going to be he's not going to be your downfield Christian Watson. I still think Jaden Reed's going to be your slot, like Mr. Everything guy. Romeo Doubs going to be his guy. 56, there's just so many. You know, Tucker Kraft is going to have a big year. Not everybody's going to have a big year.
It's fair.
But Romeo is. Hey.
Yeah,
I'm doing a point for emphasis here. But Romeo is.
Okay, then look into the camera if you're pointing for emphasis. Don't take your finger and point it at the camera, and you're still looking straight ahead, you dink. The emphasis.
Sorry,
is
Mr. TV guy.
Thanks. First of all, I can't disagree with you. I would not, if I were a fantasy player or a Prize Picks player, I wouldn't be messing around with the Packers wide receivers and tight ends at all. Because it's really hard, and it's going to go week to week. I firmly believe that. And there's going to be a week where, despite Tucker Kraft being the next Mark Chmura, Luke Musgrave's going to have a huge, huge game. And you just don't know when that's going to be because you're not privy to the game plan. So I would steer clear of this one, personally. But I agree with Tausch's assessment of Romeo Doubs. I do think that there's a tiny little factor here that you're forgetting, and that is when Jaden Reed runs past in the jet sweep motion and they're in the shotgun and they shotgun snap it to Love, and then he does that little pop pass as he runs by.
Yep.
That's a pass. That's not a rush. And I think he's going to probably pick up a few extra receptions on plays that are actually really run plays in their core.
Okay.
So I still think I'm taking Jaden Reed to have more receptions than Romeo, but they both might be over that number. All right, Tausch, I know you love the new tagline for Prize Picks, but you just love Prize Picks no matter what the tagline is.
I love it. America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, easy, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps on Prize Picks, just you versus the numbers. Simple, more or less, on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends. Become part of this fun Prize Picks community. Can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today. You get $50 instantly when you play a $5 entry. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. And we just went through some of the Packers season stats. Patrick Mahomes, more or less, 4,300 yards. Yet all of it is right there on the Prize Picks app. Download that Prize Picks app today. And if you use the code WI, again, it's important. Use WI. You get a first deposit match. So you could get, if you play the 5, you get a $50 bonus. Then if you use the promo code WI, you get another 100 for a $100 match. So that's a lot right there. Again, use code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.